This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
When you see stats that it is expected one in two Australian men and one in three Australian women will be diagnosed with cancer by the age of 85, and that one Australian dies every 12 minutes from cancer in our nation, it is imperative that we find a cure, of course, for many different types of cancers and do what we can to help the researchers who are on the front lines seeing how we can cure cancer. And Cure Cancer Australia are inviting us to be part of a summer of barbecue at the moment. We'll hear more about that in just a moment. But joining us this morning to tell us more is the Associate Professor Claire Scott from the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, you hear stats like that and it is just so confronting. A lot of us have family members who have either faced cancer themselves and survived or unfortunately passed away. When we look at those stats, what are the rates of recovery, though, in the midst of that?
We're certainly seeing an improvement in the cure rate, but I think the real problem is that it's so common. And as you said, so everyone knows someone. So over the age of 50, you know, one in two people may be diagnosed with a cancer, and far too many people are not cured of their cancer.
And what are we seeing as the biggest challenges for researchers in finding a cure?
The major challenge that we observe within Australia, and what Cure Cancer Australia is really dedicated towards improving, is the fact that research funding is so limited. And what that means is that you'll put together a research team and then have no security that you'll be able to continue to complete your work. And research takes a long time. A good idea might take 5 years to bring to fruition. So what Cure Cancer does is really picks up the young minds, the bright young minds with the bright ideas. This is at a time in the career pipeline where there's very little support for their research. It's harder for them to get funding and to compete against the big names who've already done their dash. So what we do is focus on funding those early career researchers to give them their start.
And
what
are some of the things that some of those early career researchers are trying to do? Like, are there specific projects they're working on at the moment?
We fund across all types of cancer, which is really important, common cancers and also rare cancers. And I just thought I'd share with you two stories this morning. Professor Richard Payne, who has been supported in 2013 and 2014, has just been awarded one of the Prime Minister's prizes for science and the 2016 Malcolm McIntosh Prize for Physical Scientist of the Year, because he's taken a really revolutionary approach to developing a cancer vaccine, looking at the unusual sugar molecules on cancer cells. Another example is Professor Megan Hitchens, who was funded some 12 years ago, and she has worked on discovering new ways in which bowel cancer can be inherited. We often look at the precise changes within a gene that might cause bowel cancer, but she looked at the part of the genome that is in front of the gene, and this was really a novel way of working out how to predict cancers within a family and then be able to prevent them.
And as there are a lot more young researchers interested in obviously being part of the fight, but also families listening right now around Sydney who want to do what we can to support those researchers, how can we be part of this summer of barbecues?
We have this wonderful barbecue campaign. Every Australian can help to cure cancer by having a barbecue. It's such an Australian thing to do. You don't have to be a scientist to help cure cancer. You can have your own barbecue, involve your family, friends, workplace. You could have a gold coin donation, or you could go for something bigger than that if that suits you. But having the barbecue and thinking about what other ways in which you can help your family and friends with cancer is really something that we think will take off and appeal to every Australian. In fact, it's appealed to one of our most famous Australians. Paul Hogan has recognised this major problem for Australian research and is generously supporting us as an ambassador. So there's no better theme or way of thinking about how successful a barbecue could be than imagining that you've got Paul Hogan turning your meat on a barbie.
Yeah, I can just imagine him saying, "This isn't a barbecue, this is a barbecue."
Exactly.
Totally putting the challenge out there. Hey, well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Associate Professor Claire Scott. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No worries at all. You can, of course, be part of Cure Cancer's Australia's Summer of Barbecues. Head to curecancer.com.au.